You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for us to come into your home, into your garage, into your where, however you're listening to us on the other stations. They made it possible here on Monday, on Monday mornings and Friday, this Friday morning. We're so grateful that you tune in. Amen. And on Cypress audience, we're so glad to have all of you here tuning in with me this morning. Amen. Praise our God. We want you to tag. We want you to share and let somebody know that now we're on the air live in the studio. Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what? It's time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, God is still in control. He's with you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Again, good morning to all of you that will be coming on. Amen. That will be coming on, those of you that are on right now. Good morning to you, you, and you. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for Lady Watkins. Thank God for our church mothers. Amen. All our elders and all our prophetess, everybody that's there at the Power of Faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And the evangelists, everybody that make up that congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, we thank God for you. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, this is the hour, amen, that you have come to join in with me, amen, from 9 to 10. Praise God, and I don't take it lightly. Or you're on the other side of the dial, or you're on the side of Facebook, I don't take it lightly. I'm glad you stopped in. I'm glad you stopped and listened to a word of encouragement, a word to lift you up. Praise our God. Amen. As we often say, God is still good, and he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen. So we want to go, amen, and go into a consecrated song as we do, amen, have started doing, and then we're going to go into our scripture, and then we're going to come on back around with announcements and all of this. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I was coming up, amen, and we started services, and there will always be a consecrated song, and my pastor at the time, the late Gladys Ferguson, was saying, "Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus going to need you there when we gather around the altar. Don't forget the family prayer." We would get up from our seats and we would come to the altar. "Don't forget the family prayer. Oh, Jesus going to need you there. But when we gather round the altar, don't forget the family prayer." One more time. "Don't forget the family prayer. Oh, Jesus going to need you there when we gather round the altar. Don't forget the family prayer." Then they would say, "Prayer will get you across the ocean. Prayer will bring you safely to the shore. So when we gather round the altar, future. Don't forget the family prayer. Then we will go into our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together by the way of the radio station. Amen. By the way of Cypress audience, Father, we thank you for how you watched over us all night long. We thank you for how you kept us, Father God, while we slumbered and slept with the blood running warm in our veins. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, Father. Some, God, have started their daily occupation, God. Some at work, Father. Some, God, now, God, are just have, perhaps have the day off and taking care of business and taking care of other situations, God, circumstances that's occurring. It will be occurring in their life on today, Father. We thank you for giving them peace. We thank you for giving them joy, Father. We thank you now, God, that everything will be made well, God, concerning them right now. Touch the sick, God. Touch the oppressed, God. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing somebody to the foot of the cross today, that we may come by and say, what must I do to be saved, Father? We thank you today, God, that all power, all strength lies in you, Father, and you have given us the authority and the power, God, to speak into the atmosphere, to decree and declare it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we call it done, Father. We call it done. We call the sick healed, the oppressed set free right now. In the name of Jesus, every need is met today, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, God. Nothing that concerns them that does not concern you today, Father. And we decree it, and we declare, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise God. We want to thank God again for you, you, and you. We thank God again for you joining in to the radio broadcast. Amen. By the way, the radio station and Cypress audience. Thank all the Cypress audience members. Amen. Those that's on members of the Power of Faith and you on Cypress audience and you're listening as well. Thank God for you today. God bless your heart. Bless you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. We want you to know God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Besides you. Amen. He's right there to meet every need, one of your needs. So thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to you. Good morning. Oh, good morning. I see Mother Hooks. God bless you. This was Mother Hooks. Amen. A mother that helped me come through. Good to see you on the line. Amen. When I was tearing for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Perhaps you remember that song, Mother Hooks. You're in our prayers. Don't get to see you much, but you're in our prayers and our thoughts. Good morning to all of you. Amen. Again, Mother Hooks is on the line. It makes me feel very good. Amen. Hallelujah. The saints of the original church. It's something about those saints. It's something about those pioneers of the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God again for all of you all. Amen. So listen, we want to send out our condolence and our prayers. Amen. To all the bereaved families, those that are going through the bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolence and our prayers to them right now. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to, hallelujah, the Fisher family. Amen. And the pastor of Rosa Fishman. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to send out our love and our prayers to the Fisher family, which is Evangelist Coger, niece. That's her sister's daughter. Praise our God. We want to send out our love. And Sister Angie, that's her cousin that belongs to the Power of Faith. We want to send out our condolences to this family. Also, we want to send out our condolences to two pioneers of the gospel in the passing of their daughter, Mother Dandriff and Deacon Dandriff, amen, of Titusville. We want to send out our condolences into the Brown family, which is their daughter, amen, and the wife of Brother Brown, amen. We want to send out our condolences to them, amen, that God will see them through, amen, hallelujah. Oh, my God, Sister Sonia, Sandy Brown passed. We want to send out our condolence to it. That's the daughter of Mother Dandriff and Deacon Dandriff. Amen. We send our condolence to the family, Cornelius and Charlie Boy and Clyde. We send out, and Priscilla, we send out our condolence to you all today and to the rest of the family. We want to send out our condolence to Mr. Red and the passing Mims. Amen. Of the young lady. We want to send our condolence to them. We want to be praying for these families. Amen, that God will see them through, that God will see them through. Anybody that you know that I don't know, be praying them and praying with them that God would see them through, that God would give them strength. Amen. And to all of you again that's going through your bereavement hour, we pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We love you dearly. Thank God for you. And we want to send out our condolence. Amen. To our auntie in New York in the passing of her son. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will see this family through. Amen. See these family throughs and those that are sick and shut in. We want to send out our, God bless you, Pastor Jones. We want to send out our condolence to and our prayers to let you know God is with us and God is with you. No matter what it looks like, God is still with you and you will come through, you will come over, and you will come out. Amen. Why? Because he lives. Amen. He lives. Jesus lived today. Praise God. Listen, I want you to prepare your hearts and get ready. Amen. For next month, the Lord will and he will bless us. Get ready for the revival. Amen. The revival will start. Amen. We're working on it. We may start it that Sunday night. I will get back with you to let you know. Amen. Perhaps it will start that Sunday night, which will be the, I think that will be the, it's supposed to be the 10th. That will be the 11th. Amen. But it will go all the way to that Thursday. I will make sure to let you know. Praise God. The flyer says it started on the 10th. Amen. But we're going to rearrange that. Amen. We're going to rearrange that. So we will let you know. All the way, we got coming in all the way. Prophet Mike Knight coming all the way in from Miami, down Miami way. He will be with us. Praise our God. It's going to be something in the revival on next month. Amen. We don't want you to miss it. Come on, come and be with us. Come on and be with us. Tag and share and let somebody know that revival begins at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Amen. Hallelujah. Next month. Next month, and it's right around the door. Next month is right around the corner. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Again, we send out our condolences, our prayers to those sick and shut in also. Let's pray for those that are sick and shut in. Praise our God, because God is a healer. No matter what it looks like, he is a healer. He is a healer for the body. He is a healer. He will heal you, but we must believe. Amen. We must believe, and sometimes we don't understand. God heals, and then he takes them home. We don't understand. Sometimes he heals and he let him stay. So that's not for us. But we must say, thy will be done. Whatever thy will is, his will must become our will. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Amen. But all we know that God is a healer and he can do exactly what he say he's going to do. So be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. Amen. Because Jesus lived. And because he lives, guess what? We can face tomorrow. You can face tomorrow because he lives. All things are well. No matter what it looks like, all things are well. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Oh, here I go. I think I'm in church. Amen. You can tell your neighbor, it is well. All things are well. No matter what you're going to be faced with today, it is well. God is with you. God is going to see you through. So guess what? Stand on the word of God. So let's go to the word of God. We want to talk from a familiar scripture. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to get in here and we're going to talk about this. Romans, the 8th chapter. It says, There therefore now. Hallelujah. Let me pick up where I can see this. It says, there therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. To them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who do what? Who walk after the spirit, but not after the flesh. This is what we want to deal with today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because so many times we're falling by, we're falling away from what the word of God is saying. And we're justifying, and we're trying to make things, because we're on the grace of truth, we're trying to make things be acceptable because we're on the grace of truth. The scripture says, according to the word of God right here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, not on the side of Christ, not on the side of him. Not just on their voice and wearing them on the outside to them that are in. When you're in something, you're in it. walking beside it. You're walking in it. Come on. Hallelujah. You're in there. So therefore, my brother and my sister, it says there is therefore no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, to those that which are in Christ. Everybody is not in Christ. They talk Christ, but they're not in Christ. Come on, somebody. God bless you, Minister Watkins, my brother's wife. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. And he says, who what? Which walk? You got to walk in Christ. You got to be in Christ. Hallelujah. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Spirit of God that dwells in you. The Spirit of God, we're going to see that's on the inside of you. Not on you, but in you. So when it's on you, you can do anything you want to do. You can stray away when it's on you because there's nothing in you to keep you. There's nothing in you to sustain you from doing sin. See? But if he's on the inside of you, then there he's on the inside of you, and he will keep you. He will lead you and guide you. Okay? Let's break it all down. It says right here, for what the law of the Spirit of life, for there's life in Christ Jesus that made us free from the law of sin and death. We are free from the law of sin and death. So therefore, we cannot commit sin, even though sin is there. We cannot commit sin, do sin, if Christ is on the inside of us. But just in case the enemy try to put there, you got to distinguish. We got to walk away from sin because guess what? He's on the inside of us. Sin don't reign on the inside of us with Christ. Come on. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Come on. So therefore, we are not connected like the world is. According to what the scripture is saying. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Christ lives on the inside of us. Christ lives on the inside of us. So guess what? If Christ lives on the inside of us, which is on the inside of us, it says right here, but what the law could not do this. Hallelujah. It says it is weak. It was weak, but the Spirit that's on the inside of us, which is Jesus Christ, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, come on here, the keeper, the sustainer, it keeps us from walking in the flesh. It keeps us from walking into sin. He lead us, he guide us, the Spirit on the inside of us. So my brother, my sister, I'm telling you, even though sin is present, sin is there, we don't have to do sin. Why? Because Christ that's on the inside of us, he keeps us from sinning. We make a choice to sin. Because you know what he said? He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And he said, I set before you good and evil. But I behoove you to choose life. So guess what? Again, we're in Christ. Christ is in us. And guess what? We cease from sin. We're not saying we accept from it. We cease from sin. We don't have to sin because Christ lives on the inside of us. Even though temptation is there. But guess what? The Bible says that a man is drawn away after his own lust and enticed. Come on. He's drawn away after his own lust. Because if Christ is on the inside of us, we don't have to be drawn away from that. Because why? We have the keeping power that keeps us, that sustains us, that helps us to walk this walk. According to what the scripture says here. Praise our God. We cease from sin. We don't have to sin no more. Because we're not walking after the flesh. Because Christ is on the inside of us. We're walking after the Spirit. Come on. The spiritual things decide the spiritual things. The flesh decide this. The flesh decide the sinful things. But the Spirit decide the spiritual things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to the scripture, we're in Romans 8, the 8th chapter. You can follow along with me if you have your Bibles. And if you know it, you know this. Come on. Hallelujah. We're ceased from sin. We don't have to sin because what the law couldn't do. Hallelujah. The Spirit had brought and made us free from that. The Spirit had made us free from the law. The Spirit has made us free from sin, the law of sin. The law of sin has no more clutches, no more hold on to us. Because he said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on. You're free indeed from sin. Even though sin is prevalent, even though sin is there, but we don't have to walk in sin. Because who? Christ lives on the inside of us. He dwells on the inside of our bodies. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're in him. Praise God. Say, okay, that the righteousness of the law may be what? Made manifest. That may be made manifest in us who what? Walk not after the flesh. Come on, this is what I'm saying. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. After the Spirit. We got to walk after the Spirit. Because guess what? If we walk after the flesh, we're going to do the fleshly things. If we do after the flesh, we're going to think the fleshly things. Come on here. Come on, somebody. After we allow Christ to come on the inside of us and live on the inside of us, then therefore, we got a brand new way of walking. We got a brand new way of talking now. Praise God. We don't walk as the world walk, even though we're in the world. We don't walk as the world walk. We do not think as the world think. Why? Because he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So I don't have the worldly mind no more. I don't have the worldly mind no more. I don't have the worldly, even though the thoughts will come, I don't have to entertain them. Because he said, pulling down those, what, strong imagination, pulling down those things that set themselves high above, because Christ is on the inside of me now. I don't do the worldly things. I don't open myself to the worldly things, because Christ that dwells on the inside of me. So then when you start walking like this and start talking like this, people think you being holy and down. People think you all try to say you all of that. Okay, I am. Because what it tells us right here, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about those that's walking by Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about those that's just talking Christ Jesus. I'm talking about in Christ. Christ in you and you in him, which is the hope of glory. I'm not talking about because you go to a place, a building, and you sit there and you hear a story. You hear just a word, just a word of hype. But I'm talking about being in Christ. Being in Christ, and Christ is in you. Come on here. You're not going to walk after the flesh. You're not going to walk after the flesh. Because the more you in Christ, the more you in God, guess what? You're going to want to do the godly things. You're going to want to think godly. You're going to want to talk godly. You're going to want to be around. You're going to want to be around God so much because he's in you. Come on. This is what the scripture says. I'm going to read this again. Hallelujah. That it be made manifest. That the righteousness. Hallelujah. Will be made manifest in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're going to want to do the things of God once you're in Christ. Now, temptation is going to come, but if you're in Christ, he said there's no way. He will make a way for you to escape. Come on, y'all. Somebody, this is getting good. For they that do it, for they are after the flesh, for they that after the flesh, this is what the scripture says in the fifth verse, for they that are after the flesh, come on here, they what? Do mind the things of the flesh. Do mind the things of the flesh. Come on, they mind the things of the flesh. Why? Because Christ is not in them. Christ is not in them. Christ is not in that. It said they do mind the things of the flesh. So guess what? They're sowing to the flesh. They're not sowing to the Spirit. So when you are in Christ and you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap the things of the Spirit. This is what it says right here in the fifth verse. Come on. Hey, they do mind the things of the flesh. But here we go. Here we go. I got the word on you. Can't argue with it. It says, but they that are after the Spirit. Hey, my soul, love you, God. After the Spirit. S-P-I-R-I-T. After the Spirit. What it say? The things of the Spirit. We mind the things of the Spirit. Those that are in Christ. Those that are what? We desire the things of the Spirit. We desire him. We don't desire the world. come on. And when we begin to start talking, the body begin to start talking the spiritual things, we begin to walk in the spirit. We begin to talk in the spirit. We begin to see in the spirit. We begin to come off of the worldly things. And it begins to what you call, it irritates you in the spirit. When somebody said they're in Christ and they're walking in the flesh, it irritates you. Why? Because we'll remind what the scriptures say. We are not walking after the flesh. We are walking after the spirit. Come on. Why? Because Christ that dwells on the inside of us. Come on. That's why they can't understand you. When you are walking after the spirit and they're walking after the flesh, you can't mix those flesh and the spirit together. Come on. You got to separate. He said, come off and among them and be ye separated. Come on. This is what the Spirit of the Lord said. Come off and among them and be separated. We can't call right wrong and wrong right when we're walking in the Spirit. We can't have no parts of that. We can't have no parts of condoning or trying to cover up when we're in Christ and Christ is in us. Come on here. The hope of glory. Come on here. We are minding the things of the Spirit. Either you're going to be in Christ or you're going to be out of Christ. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't be mixed. You can't be one day in, one day out, one day, I don't know. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. I understand we're under grace and truth. I understand that. But it doesn't give you the right, come on here, to do what you want to do and say what you want to say because you're under grace and truth. Come. Shall we continue in sin? God forbid. Come on. We've got to be in Christ according to what it said. We got to be in him. Again, not on us, but in us. Because if something is on you, for an example, I have my jacket on. It's on me now. I could take this off at any given time. Any given time, I could take this off. Any given time, I could take this off. But if it's on the inside of you and you're in him and he's in you, you can't pull him out. You can't take it off. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Excuse me, according to the scripture here. According to the word of God. This is so good. Excuse me. Let me get back where we was at. Come on. You stay with me. I'm going to stay with you. Again. I'm going to read this again. Hallelujah. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit. The things of the spirit. You want to do what God say. You want to go where God go. You want to do what God do. You want to do exactly what he's doing, what Jesus is doing. Why? Because you're doing what he wants you to do. He's saying what you want to spend time with him. You're my God. Hallelujah. For to be carnal minded is death. Sixth verse right here. See, to be carnal minded is death. Come on. To be carnal minded, to allow the enemy to use you being carnal minded is death. Come on, according to the scripture, is death. But to the spiritual minded, it is what? Peace. It is what? It is, I skipped that. Let me go back up here and read this. But to the spiritual minded, it is life and peace. That's why when you're in Christ, you got life. When you're in Christ, you're in a peaceful place. Oh, somebody say, I'm in my peaceful place because I got life now. I got life now because when I was in sin and I was walking crooked and I was doing things shady, I didn't have the peace of God. I didn't have that assurance of God. But now that I have got myself together and got in Christ and Christ have got in me, come on here. Now I got what? Oh, my God. According to the scripture right here, again, according to what he says, hallelujah, the spiritual minded. So how could I be so spiritual that I'm no earthly good? It's a spiritual minded. Woo. When your mind is in the spirit, you ain't got time for idle and carnal things. You don't have time for carnal ways and all that stuff when you're in despair.